Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowicz. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal.
Interesting week.
Oh, man, they're always interesting, are they?
It's interesting with all the headlines coming out.
We're going to talk about headlines in a minute.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that for sure because there's been lots of interesting conversation.
Okay.
Both you and I have.
I think we should talk about how the media pushes out a headline or even an article and the reaction of an investor based on that article.
Right. And given the nature of the headlines, if you're selling newspaper, what's the nature of that headline? They're sensationalized.
Do people still sell newspapers?
Whatever.
Okay. Just dating yourself. That's all I'm doing.
True. I'm an old
Take out your 8-track.
Hey, don't judge. It still works just fine. Jeez, is my VHS just fine, thank you.
Okay. You're still on beta. You're not even on VHS.
Yeah, it is. But the point is it's sensationalized.
It is. And that's in any type of medium,
right.
Either, you know, TV, radio, print, on the internet,
right.
Whatever it is. If it doesn't catch your attention right off the get-go, you're not going to read it or watch it.
And it's getting more and more like that with all this newfangled media that you're all attuned to.
You're all.
Right? It's becoming shorter clips, right? So this notion of infotainment sensationalization is part of the way
it's
communicated now.
It better be quick, fast, give the information in 15 seconds and you're out.
So let's talk about the impact of that on investors, because that's important.
Which is interesting, because today our show, we've got a couple of guests on here talking about the different parts when it comes to retirement. One, we'll talk to Benjamin Tall, who's our deputy chief economist at CIBC, talking about the economy here, United States, change in taxes possibly coming to Canada.
Yeah.
Political issues in the States. We've got an election in less than 50 days.
How's that going to impact everything, right?
Yeah.
The economic environment. Sounds good. We're also going to talk about retirement. So we've got a great writer. So retirement's a journey. We often talk about that. And there's a story to every journey, right? And the question is, can we learn from something? Can we learn stuff from people that have been through the journey or ahead of us in the journey? And absolutely, I'm not talking about retirement here. We can learn lots of things about people that have been there and done it.
Yeah, right? She's coming out and saying, don't believe what they tell you about retirement.
Right. Wow. Let's find out what we shouldn't believe, right?
Yeah, so that's going to be a great conversation with her.
Okay.
But let's go back to this whole media thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me paint the picture for you, Mr. Popowicz. Article comes out in whatever news syndication, and it says climate change is going to destroy the entire economy. You read through the article, it talks about the case of climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you could literally read this article, Dave, and it comes out saying your investments are doomed.
Everything.
Zero.
Everything is zero.
Like your investments are doomed if you do not act.
Right.
Okay. So I'm reading this article and I'm like,
wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. And you and I had a conversation last weekend. Mm-hmm. We were sitting at your place and I said, to understand what's really going on, let's say about the politics in the United States, I listened to and watched two polarizing TV stations to see the differences in how they present what they're talking about, their content and so forth. What I've been trained in over my years is to how to think about a certain issue. So let's go back to this article on climate change. If you just take what the article says, you'd sell everything out of your portfolio, you'd go to cash, you'd hide in a bunker. And
was cash going to be good under that scenario?
It didn't say anything about cash in the article. It said everything else was
good. You mean fiat currencies are going to survive? Wow, okay.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what I think our listeners need to kind of have an opportunity to try is grab an article, a news piece, something on social media, whatever it may be, and put it on your table. Literally put it on your table.
No, I'm going to add to that. I want to add to that as part of the exercise. Make sure it's something that you have a very real emotional reaction to.
Good point.
Okay.
Even better.
Yeah.
So you have its emotional reaction. You put it on your table through your device or on... you've printed it or whatever it may be. And now you have to go through a process from a rational side. First, digest the emotional side of things. And then let's go to the rational side of things. How do you critique this? What's the critical thinking process you can do? And here's some ideas that I've learned in my years of managing money. One, you take that piece of information and you go and find credible sources that support that thesis. That's the first thing you do. Mm-hmm. So you've now building up this, okay, oh my God, you know what's going to hit
the fence.
You've got
a library of knowledge, understanding what the problem
is. I believe that this could be true.
Okay, yep.
Then you have to stretch your mind after you've had that exercise and go to the total opposite side and find credible sources that say it's not true.
Right.
And read everything.
And you will find both sides. There's no question.
On every topic.
Everything. Yep.
So now you've got both sides. Now you actually have been given the pros and cons of that issue.
Right.
Now you can make a decision on how you'd like to proceed. You cannot say it's absolutely impossible most of the time. It could happen. Mm-hmm. So you have to assign a probability of it happening. What happens with most people when they read or hear or see something, their emotional reaction is to act based on that one piece of information.
Right.
And they do not take the time to digest the emotion and then go to the pros and cons of that issue. There are people who believe that climate change will wipe out this world and you'll be left with nothing. And there are people who believe that we are in a society that we will adjust accordingly, as we have through everything in history. And so it's not going to be the end of the world. It's going to be a different world. That's all.
Well, no, the other polar opposite is people that it's not happening.
Oh, that is, that it's not even occurring.
Right.
Okay.
Then there's some middle ground somewhere.
Somewhere in there.
Right.
Yeah. So you're getting these two polarized viewpoints. You're getting other data and facts. Then you can make a decision, is what do I do with my life and my financial situation?
Yeah. Okay. So I think this is a really cool exercise. And that's for one issue, right? So take one that's really emotional to you. And as a critical thinking exercise, follow what Faisal just outlined. Okay. And then do that again for another issue. And then do it for another issue, right? And you'll get better and better at it. But then recognize the probability is a really important one. There is no binary outcome. There is no one thing. Maybe if an asteroid hit the Earth and, wiped us all out, maybe that's the case. But in the absence of in the absence of that, it's highly unlikely that it is binary in its outcome.
Too much sci-fi.
Right?
Too much sci-fi.
Or too much weird stuff, for sure. but it does speak to this notion that the bookends can be very wide. It can be from the extinction level event on the one hand, to there's absolutely nothing wrong on the other hand, and the truth is often in the middle there. So find out what your truth is and where that middle is, and then you allocate appropriately, right? So if I put a probability to it, so this something might happen, what's my probability and all? Okay, I'm going to invest a portion of my portfolio on whatever that outcome, your conclusion is on that outcome.
Yeah.
And then whatever the next one is, if it's the U.S. election, what's the outcome? Here's how I want to invest or protect, right? And you do that for a series of things, and ultimately you get a portfolio.
Yeah, and keep in mind, it can't just be one issue that you're putting your entire portfolio on.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying, right?
So when you say go to 3 or 4 or 5, maybe even 10 different issues that have an emotional reaction to, you kind of get an idea that there's a lot more stuff in this world going on.
Yeah.
And you cannot have only one solution for it.
Right. That's why I say it will never be a binary outcome. There isn't one thing that will always happen that will do this, right? And that's the hard part for it.
And so we've learned this over time.
Yeah.
And we've learned how to invest in a strategy that no matter what the political, economic, or any other issue comes up, these five pillars, our five-pillar investment strategy, allows us to weather that storm, profit and protect. And we've been talking about this now for over a decade on the air. And we would like to share that with the rest of our audience. And you're welcome to join us on our next webinar to learn more about this on Tuesday, September 22nd, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Now, because we're good guys and because we're asking you to do some critical thinking exercises on some of the big issues, you know what we're going to do in the next segment? We're going to have Benjamin Tall join us, who's the Deputy Chief Economist, to help identify what some of those critical areas are that could affect your retirement. So stick around for that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.